The lunchroom at Narragansett Regional High School in Templeton, a school that holds painful memories for Rebecca.
The drama at that school is ridiculous. Everybody's in your business, and they will go on and antagonize you for months at a time.
Rebecca says she's been a victim of bullying and is concerned with the events of the past year at Gansett High.
So many kids are like hurting themselves. They're only like 15, 16 years old.
Rebecca wants educators to do more, but the full-time school resource police officer there, Stephen Fliss, says students need to come forward.
You need to talk to me. You need to report it, but not every incident is bullying, but everybody wants to use that as that's what's going on.
What is going on in alarming numbers is cyberbullying. Rebecca says she sees it.
Facebook is like probably the worst.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley chairs a commission established by the state's anti-bullying law. While she stops short of advocating that bullying be made a crime, she has concerns about bullying online.
This is 24/7 for some of these kids. I understand it's difficult, but that's not a reason why we don't have to deal with it in ways that teach kids respect. And in many instances, I think some of that is starting to sink in.
Another state official working to put out that message, Worcester County Sheriff Louis Evangelitis. Twice a week, he presents an anti-drug and alcohol prevention and education program for middle and high school students.
It's pretty clear that teens suicides often go hand in hand with drug and alcohol abuse.
Evangelitis has reached 18,000 students with his face-to-face program, and he spoke at Narragansett Regional High School last month.
Just the day after I went to Narragansett, my own daughter's middle school baseball, softball team was playing Narragansett. And after the game, the kids spotted me, and they all came up to me and talked to me about how they enjoyed the program. It made a difference for them.
Amy, the mother of three teens in Templeton, says her peers need to be more involved.
Parents need to step up and find out if the kids are on drugs or not. Not just take their word for it, test them.
And Larry Berkowitz with the Riverside Trauma Center wants more open dialogue when it comes to teen suicide.
Suicide is probably among the leading preventable causes of death as a public health issue. And if we can deal with the stigma so that people aren't afraid to ask for help, we can save a lot of lives.
Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.